It certainly is a national issue in the sense that all states have seen a decline in their revenues because of the economic turndown. And as a consequence, they've had to tighten their budgets. But other than those five or six states that have seen their state revenues going up, the rest of us have been seeing our state revenues go down, and certainly we've seen that here in Utah, and the state has had to cut our budget.
What does that mean for students here?
Because those costs have gone up and the state support has been going down, we've had to cost shift that difference to our students, and they've seen their tuition increase pretty dramatically over the last 10 years. Just 12 years ago, for every dollar that we received in tuition, we received $3.50 from the state. Now you fast forward 12 years, and for every dollar that we see for tuition, we receive $1.30 from the state. It's a combination, actually, of cost of education, and over this same 12-year period, we're serving more students. So we have 6,000 more students, and yet at that same time, the state was lowering its support, and over those period where they were actually cutting us, they were taking back $25.2 million.
So a lot of people will say that this is kind of misleading because enrollment has been going up. So the dollars per student is going down because it's stagnating, and research funding is about the same. So is that a valid argument in this case?
Well, it is a valid argument, but we have more students coming out of Utah high schools. And so if we had capped our enrollment, which we could have done, and then as you say, even though the state has reduced its amount by $25.2 million, we would have been in a better position. We would have had more money per student. But accessibility, of course, is something that the state is very interested in for appropriate reasons, because it's trying to keep the number of students who want a high quality education. We want to make that available to them.
Do you worry that Utah State might lose that research reputation?
The $200 million, over $200 million that comes to the university in research dollars has an impact on both our undergraduate and graduate students, because it allows them to become engaged with faculty in research projects that are of interest to them.
Are there other things that, besides raising tuition, besides going to the state and asking for money, are there other ways you can secure funding for research purposes?
What we do is we have to build good donor relationships. We've just completed, as you know, a very successful first capital campaign, an enormous boost to the university. You can see new buildings on campus that wouldn't be here because of state money or research money or extension money, that are here because of the support and the philanthropy of our donors. We also enter into partnerships with local companies and businesses and corporations that allow us to move things forward, that again provide educational experiences for our students or provide research experiences for our faculty.
My question was going to be, do you see this reversing in any way? Obviously, I'm asking you to predict the future, but does it seem feasible to you that could happen?
Let me answer your question, which is a very good question, but in a slightly different way. We are aggressively pursuing other revenue streams. We can't sit back and wait for the state to come to our rescue. We're going to have a different financing model. My tuition when I went to school many decades ago was so low because the state, it was a public institution, and the state was subsidizing my education. And they did that because they thought that it was a good investment in their people to get this higher degree and then become contributing members of society. Unfortunately, it's not that the state doesn't recognize that responsibility now, but because their revenues have been decreased and because they have such a wide range of responsibilities, they've been stretched thin. In good times, the state has treated the public institutions well. what we're in now is an economic decline where they're struggling to pay their bills just like we're struggling to pay our bills.